Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right. Welcome to our pre-show here for Thursday, the 14th. And this is going to be an encore show, but I believe that this will be our last encore show that we do midweek. Excuse me. I think that because of the unusualness of the Corona pandemic, that we should be consistent with new shows. The second thing I want to say is we are starting tomorrow our bar fight promotion. And God damn it, I got to figure out who were the last two bar fights we did. Shit. Because I want to start it out with that being a semifinal between them. So hold on for a minute. 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 Bar fight. I got to go to the website, which I think I've logged in on. Yes. All right. Let me go to search. Is this search? This is search. I don't know if bar fight is two words or one word. May 12th, 2020. May 15th. Wow. The fighters to be going at it 1 week from Tuesday in Bar Fight Showdown 2020. Okay. Chef Chedilli opposing Rudy Canoza? Bar Fight Showdown 1. Pick your winner and give us your best as to why you think. Okay, so who won that? Chef Carl or Rudy? I think Rudy won. I think Rudy called Chef Chedilli a queer or something like that. I believe that was it. All right. Let me see something here, man. Okay. February 4th. It's Bar Fight Showdown. As Ted Bell feels left out. Bar Fight Showdown 2. And Don Mixon play the national anthem. Chris Norton takes on Margaret Gray. Will the funk of a thousand days figure in this fight? Phil talks to the panel about fire safety. Margaret trying to retire from bar fighting, and Jeff Dowder, who calls in. So Margaret beat Chris Norton, and Rudy beat Chef Chedilia. So it's going to be Margaret versus Rudy, right? Margaret, see, this is really interesting, man. Let me see. I think it's, I know Margaret beat Chris. She had to beat Chris. There's no way she's going to lose that fight. When the fight got going... Shit. Let's go, bitch. When Margaret Gray misstepped and he hit her in the back of the head with that chair, which was the beginning of the end for Norton. Well, it looked like she was down for the count. She was on all fours. And that's when Norton and everyone here in the broadcast booth, as well as the people at home and here in the bar, knew that he made a terrible blunder when he used the pool stick and lifted up the back of her dress to... Margaret beat Chris Norton. So that means that Chedilia, I believe, Rudy beat. So I think it's Rudy versus Margaret, if I'm not mistaken. This is Bar Fight Showdown. Rudy versus Joe Dick. Rudy posing. Okay. I think Rudy won. So I think it's Rudy versus Margaret. I believe. I don't believe it. All right, baby, here we are.
They used a couple of,
Well, I don't know, Steve.
That's stupid.
We think it's stupid. Is it over? Oh, where are the car keys, Steve?
I got them right here. How come it's over?
Because he called him a name or something.
Oh,
yeah.
It was a draw?
Yeah, clean that up. I'm not cleaning anything up.
It's got to have to be a rematch then, between Chedilia and,
I was angry. He had the knife. All through this fight, the guy had weapons on me. Okay.
Well, that's a bar fight, though.
What's that?
That's a bar fight.
Well, you don't look like any kind of a guy that's ever been in a bar fight yourself.
Forgive me, but you don't either.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Well, he just walked away, so... That's the situation as it is here on the floor of the ballroom. And back up to Jagai Gagdar and General Shaw. So the fight is called by Shorty Winston for unsportsmanlike conduct on both fighters' parts, uses of ethnic and sexual slurs, And it was called some 15 minutes into the fight. I didn't have a clock on it. Do they have any official time in this? No, they do not have an official clock on it.
So I think we'll have a rematch then between Chef Chedilia and Rudy Canoza. The first one was called because there was ethnic slurs thrown. There was a homophobic slur thrown. Chedilia called, he called him the S word. And Rudy Canoza called Chef Carl Chedilia a homophobic slur. So this is going to be a rematch there at the, and it'll be a rematch at Duncan's Barroom in downtown Los Angeles on Flower. And this is an old bar, a venerated bar, but one that they don't mind throwing shit in and smashing windows and all that shit. So it'll be a rematch. And the bar fight, excuse me. Now, we're not going to do a live fight. The quarterfinals will not, we're not going to do a play-by-play. There won't be any coverage of the quarterfinals. It's going to be a rematch between Chef Carl Chedilia and Rudy Canoza, and may the best man win. Right? Okay. So, this old world keeps spinning. What is this, man? Contest. Options. Automatic PDF. What do you mean a PDF? Send as a PDF? What is this? What am I supposed to do with this, man? Hey, Thunder, knock it the fuck off, man, huh? Christ almighty, this cat. She's the most spoiled fucking cat in the world, man. Well, what am I supposed to do with this, man? Add to photos. Okay, let's do that. And let's do this. Oh, you motherfucker. Come on, man. What do you want me to do with this? This is gigantic. This motherfucking thing is huge, man. Shane sent me a link for this promotion we're doing. We're going to do another bar fight, but the artwork the guys came up with this time out is kind of been like nothing special. Just... I know it's not what they intended, so what they needed to do is send me the actual artwork, and I can put it up on the page myself, but they sent a link, and the link looks like shit. What do they call that? Metadata or whatever the fuck? But we'll do a rematch of Chedilia and Rudy Canoza, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I know that, man, but I don't know what I'm supposed to, I don't know. So close your eyes. You can't close your eyes. It's all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. Okay, so this is the pre-show, and we're not doing shit. So let's you know, get our shit together here, man. 14th of May, 2019, man. That's what I think we should be doing. Let me see if Shane's sending me any information here. 14th of May, 2019, last year. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anymore, you know? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anymore. I love that whole Glengarry Glen Ross. Here we go. Phil intros this encore. God damn it! May 14th? Was a Tuesday last year, and this year it's a goddamn Thursday. Does that mean we had a fucking... Oh, my fucking God. Where's 2016? I mean, I got to go back to 2014 of this motherfucker again, huh? Where's 2016, man? May. May 14th, 2016. There we go. Can you fucking believe this shit? It's a Saturday. So 2015 is going to be the show they encored, so I got to go to 2014. I'm not going to do this anymore, man. We're going to do just new shows. No, that's 18, Phil. You fucked up. You fucked up, man. You fucked up, man. You know? You just fucked up. Yo, man, you fucked up, man. May. I'm caked out, Soldier Boy. I'm just saying, I'm quoting Ice-T when this whole thing with Soldier Boy went down. I'm not exactly sure. Soldier Boy gave some shit to Ice-T. That was what it was. And Soulja Boy is a rapper that I guess is kind of a teeny bopper rapper. I don't know who the fuck the guy is, but anyway, show began with Joe. Aha, 2014. Here we go, May 14th. All right, we're ready to go. And anyway, he disrespected or said some, talked some fucking shit about Ice-T, and then tried to loop Snoop Dogg into this, who would have no part of it. Snoop Dogg was not about to, jump on the side of Soulja Boy. And that became very evident when they actually interviewed him. He looked at the interviewer like the guy was crazy. So that's when Ice-T and his son, from their home, did a video addressed to Soulja Boy. And basically, that's what I'm just doing an impression of Ice-T talking to Soulja Boy and saying, "You fucked up, man. You know, you basically," he talked a lot of shit about Ice-T, and I don't know what it was. He said, "You fucked up." He said, I don't need this shit. I'm caked out. You know what I mean? And I've got everything I fucking need. I'm wealthy beyond all fucking means. So I don't need your shit or anybody else's shit. So he ends it. Then in comes Ice-T's son, who's like put the little, you know, cherry on the whipped cream and goes, "Soulja Boy, you fucked you and me." So he was like making it personal between him and, you know, on behalf of his father. Now that was 5 years ago or some shit. I don't know. You know, it's probably blown over by now, I'm sure. But it was very interesting. And I thought Ice-T in that little clip that I saw was... So what we're going to do is we're going to have, so you guys know here, and then we'll do this at the intro. But first, let me get this shit going here, man. Let me download the show. Christ on a fucking crutch. General Shaw talking about Tucker Carlson, his bow tie, wandering the streets of Chicago like some bleached out brother selling Muhammad Speaks. Then Phil told the true story of white FBI agents in the 40s trying to infiltrate the Nation of Islam by wearing face paint. That's true. It was the stupidest fucking bit of undercover shit. You know, what the fuck were they thinking? So they put on fucking darkened goddamn makeup to get into this fucking Nation of Islam meeting as undercover guys, and they were told to get lost. Basically, they were not let in. And they were wearing goddamn face paint. Now, the next thing I want to do here is figure out what we had for a encore show. We had May 2006. We're going to have April 2005. April 2005. All right. I wish I knew what this fight was. Looks like a fucking doozy. And it's in black and white, too, so it's like some old fucking... Everybody roaming the ice. Looks like everybody's ready to fucking square off. Everybody. Nobody wearing a helmet, so it's old... Well, look at this. And all of a sudden, see, guys are dancing with each other. That's what they call... When they're dancing like that, they're trying to keep the other guy out of the main fight. But they start to... They break off into fights themselves. Colorado. Oh, this is a great one. Oh, this is great. This is Patrick Waugh... And the goalie for Detroit at the time. What the hell was this kid's name? Tough dude, man. He got in a couple of good... It looks like Waugh is beating his ass, but this dude bloodied Waugh's face up real good. Trying to pull the guy's fucking shirt off, which he succeeded in doing, but he didn't quite get it all off. And Waugh might... Whatever, man. All right. May 14th. Oh, no, not May 14th. What did I say? April 14th. Not even April. It's just April. Jesus Christ, Henry. April 2005. Okay. So close your eyes. All right, man. So we'll do this one. Hour two. Hour two from April 2005. Yeah, hour two. Whew, man. Hour two, April 2005. Angie Bartucci. Who? We got two things due tomorrow, man. I'm there, baby. All right. I got two auditions tomorrow. Paste. What is it? April 2005, Real Phil Hendry. All right, baby, that's a keeper right there, man. Yeah, all right. Boom, so let's get back to where we was, back to where we is, back to where we am on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tomorrow's Thursday. I think I got a bet online. I'll do the shit Friday show. I can't sing your song anymore. Close your eyes. 2014, baby. There it is, 2014. So, let me get this shit going.
This man was whom Elijah Muhammad learned.
Well, did you ever wake up with that one woman on your mind?
Well, did you ever
wake up with that one woman?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Oh, my God. So you think there's anal involved?
Yes, I...
I bought some coca, couldn't deal.
What is this shit?
We'll talk about...
Whatever was the...
Mr. Wheeler got...
I wonder about the whole...
The agents. The FBI in the 1940s, J. Edgar Hoover, had
music, you know.
I think that it is.
And we're now, and we're wow, and we're Charlie. Here we go. World famous Phil Hendry Show and PhilHendryShow.com. Okay, that I think is the beginning, so I'm going to start right there. When we come back here with the beginning of the show here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, thank you for joining us in this pre-show. I know it wasn't much. I know it was just me kind of looking at stuff and trying to figure shit out. And I'm going to get on the phone here with Jackie in a moment. We're going to watch a couple of movies, and I've actually started drinking a little bit of tequila. Why? Because it's an encore show, so don't be busting on me. This is an encore night. However, let me get my shit together for the entrevue intro for the new show. Dig it? All right.